Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with a quick reminder of the headlines here on Al Jazeera. Inflation in the United States has increased to levels not seen in 40 years, with a price surge affecting almost everything bought by consumers and businesses. The White House is blaming global supply chain disruption due to the pandemic. But inflation is a growing political risk for the Democrats, as Republicans continue to blame stimulus measures for overheating the economy.
When it comes to something like the supply chain challenges, those manifested more significantly than people were anticipating over the course of the summer and early fall, both because of COVID factors, but also buying behavior of major retailers and major freight movers. And so we went into action over the course of the fall to try to help address those issues and the bottlenecking we were seeing at ports. Made very significant progress on that, 40% decline in the amount of time that a container is sitting at the dock.
The World Health Organization says over 15 million people contracted COVID-19 during the past week. It's the highest ever figure during the pandemic. The WHO also says the number of deaths is also rising. In the US, the number of people in hospitals has gone up by as much as 33% and deaths by about 40% in the past week. Health officials expect the cases driven by Omicron to peak in the coming weeks. On Monday, the US reported the highest ever daily infections for any country. The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government has not yet decided whether to cancel the visa of world tennis number one Novak Djokovic. His name is being included in the delayed draw for the Australian Open. Djokovic's visa risks being revoked after revelations about his breach of COVID-19 rules in Serbia. A high-stakes meeting between Russia and NATO over Ukraine has ended without a breakthrough. The head of NATO says he will not allow Moscow to veto Ukraine's wishes to join the bloc. Russia's deputy foreign minister says he cannot take statements about NATO's peaceful purpose seriously. And the United Nations says it needs nearly $4 billion this year to help the victims of the civil war in Yemen. The UN estimates 13 million people are at risk of starvation. It's calling on Iranian-backed Houthi fighters and the Saudi-backed government to negotiate an end to 7 years of conflict.